You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are the exciting and glamorous Luminous Pariah, Moscato Ecstatic, and Kayla Bailey. Welcome to Juno Afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And you're all a part of Mod Carousel. You perform burlesque. Sometimes it's called boylesque. Would one of you be willing to tell our listeners more about it for those who don't know?
Yeah. So burlesque is a performance art. It is exciting. It's dance. It's theater. It's storytelling through movement and the removal of clothing in layers to further the story and to entertain the audience.
There's also a lot of comedy. Comedy is in there, too.
Especially with us.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about your roles as performers in each of the different shows?
Yeah, I can start with that. I will be hosting the show this weekend. We were saying this is my fourth, I believe, time coming up to Juno with Mod Carousel, and this is their actual 10th anniversary. So I will be singing, hosting, and actually I will be doing a little burlesque for the first time up here in Juno.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
Oh, good. Are you nervous?
No. I have to give these people a treat. They deserve it.
Are you guys nervous?
No, I'm actually super excited. We get to bring back a few favorite pieces from Mod Carousel and as soloists, and we get to bring some really exciting brand new material as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm nervous, but I'm more so anxious to see how people respond. We have a number, it's a surprise number, that we've only performed once ever, and that was 2 weeks ago. So we're going to bring that as a little surprise. You were mentioning the Amalga Distillery outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those are in that act. And I'm very excited as well to see how people respond to some of their old favorites. That, you know how a song, you have to kind of wait a while until it's good again?
Yes.
It's sort of like that for the things we have in store as far as what we're harking back on our history with Mod Carousel.
I'm intrigued. And you, Luminous Pariah, are from Juno. You still have roots here. And as you mentioned, we can sometimes find you with Mod Carousel at our local Amalga Distillery. And last week, that video that you mentioned, it really caught my eye. You had these outfits that perfectly matched their accent wall. Tell me how that came about.
We've always loved their accent wall. I remember the first day that we set foot in there, we were just blown away. And they described how it was hand-painted, actually, by this artist. And they sent the file away. They had it scanned. And then they had that file sent to a wallpaper company. And it took them a while to get the proportions correct. And, you know, it has to tile, of course. So the designer had to keep that in mind. And so we were just kind of guffaw. And then eventually they had those little bags printed, those lovely little bags that you can use for cosmetics or a wallet. And that kind of gave us this idea of like, wait a minute, if you can print fabric in this material, could it possibly ever be printed on spandex? So I chatted with Mara and Brandon about that. And, you know, it's not an easy thing to give away your designs like that, right? And of course, we're not going to use them for anything else. But we asked, okay, if we can find a decent quality print shop for spandex material, would you be willing to give us the file so that we could make outfits in homage to Amalga's delicious flavors and to Juno? And they did. And we have these wonderful wallpaper matching outfits now. It's kind of like camouflage.
Alaskan camouflage.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go into Amalga and you're looking for us and you don't see us, we're probably there.
Just look a little closer. Well, I thought it was really fun to see, and it was really original. We do have the video posted right now at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon if anyone else wants to check it out. So, like my last guest, you also have shows this weekend, this Saturday night. It's just a drag extravaganza this whole weekend, which is amazing. It's so fun to have, like, choices, you know, in Juno.
Yeah, it's actually going to be probably like the queerest weekend in Juno.
You can yes! Oh, it's so exciting. So the theme is decadence, and you're also celebrating your 10-year anniversary. That's the aluminum anniversary. I looked it up. I don't know if you're planning on tying that in.
But. I might have to now.
I mean, you'll definitely see plenty of rhinestones and decadent costuming, to say the least.
Yes.
What else is going to be big and special and decadent about this show?
Just the excitement, the party aspect of it all. We're really just celebrating the best of Mod Carousel and bringing you, like, the most extravagant things, our favorite things, our most passionate pieces, I think.
Yeah, and one thing that I think is when I look back at what we have presented to Juno, sometimes it's acts that we've created, we've had time to polish them up, but over the last 4 years or so, we've kind of run through all of our material. So we end up creating brand new material for Juno, just like last weekend. And it's wonderful and it's fun, it's fresh, but it's not polished yet. It's very raw, it's a little clunky, it's not as smooth, it's not as pristine and perfect. And if you see some numbers you've seen before that you will on Saturday, they will have had time to marinate and really develop into a true representation of who we are as artists, mm-hmm. As well as Moscato was mentioning those brand new numbers. So we have some treats. And this show is a little broader than some of our other shows. There are more numbers in this show than we have done in Juno in quite a while. And while you have drag going on and it's amazing, what we have to offer is also very different. So technically, if you're in Juno on Saturday, you could do both of those things and have a very broad, colorful weekend out on the town.
Yeah. When I think of it, I just think of like dripping. Like I just think of like the vocals, the songs that I brought to do up here. It's all just going to be like, I just want to drip all over you, Juno. I'm ready to just splash my vocals all over everybody in the audience. Yes.
And it's funny, you put the four or five of us in a room together and just a different type of magic comes out. Each one of us as individual artists really stands on our own, and you can really see our aesthetic and our artistry blossom. But all four and five of us on stage at the same time is always just this epic masterpiece of something else. And you rarely see that in other troupes, I think.
Yeah. In fact, we just got back from Las Vegas, where we competed in the largest international burlesque competition in the world. And we won. We won the title of Best Large Group.
Oh, congratulations.
It's a huge deal. Yeah. Really, really big deal.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like the burlesque Olympics of the world. And they won.
Gold medals.
Yes. Yeah, the burlesque Hall of Fame that really does celebrate burlesque's history, present and future. And it was such an honor to be on that stage.
Well, I'm so glad you told me that. I didn't know, but I'm really glad our listeners do now. They're going to go see a gold medal act on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everyone's really looking forward to it. I also want to mention a couple other things. You guys are Seattle-based, so people can also see you there. You have a great website and social media presence as well.
Thank you.
I was checking out one of the videos on your Facebook page, which was gorgeous, just beautiful. It looked like it was pretty recent. And so I would just encourage everybody to go and check you out beyond this interview. How have things changed for Mod Carousel in the last 10 years?
Well, we kind of have an interesting time in Juno. We're here about this weekend every single year for the last 10 years. On this, I think yesterday morning, 5 years ago, we had a video go viral, and that was kind of bizarre. It sort of launched us into an international spotlight. The very first Mod Carousel show, we wore shower curtain rings and sweatpants that were dyed orange and cut up and sewn into avant-garde costumes, and we danced on top of the bar at the Rendezvous, as well as, you know, the stage. And we've really come a long way. So we've performed on some of the largest stages in the world, some of the tiniest stages in the world, together over 18 countries, and now we've returned home to show a little sparkle and pay homage to at least where I grew up, Juneau, Alaska, this beautiful place.
Anything to add, you two?
Well, that's actually, I met them when we did the Blurred Lines video, if that's what we're, speaking of, and that's a great thing to look up, where when they presented that to me to flip these gender constructs on their head, and it was such a cool thing, and that really launched both our friendship and our, performance collaboration for these next years after that. And so, go look that up. Go look up our Blurred Lines video if you haven't seen it, because it's still hilarious to this day. But I think you see also just how much we've grown as people and performers in these last, in these last 5 years even. And so it's just been a joy. It's just so joyful. And I think speaking to what Moscato was saying about all of us and the magic that's created, there's so much love between all of us. Like, we truly love each other. We're really great friends. And so that energy then transposes to the audience and to in the room, because you can just feel the love and the love that, and the connection that we all have to the audience here. It's really something spectacular. So we're very excited. There's no audience like Juno, who is just like with you the whole time. Mm-hmm. So we are excited to perform specifically for these people. These audiences are amazing, and we love them.
Yes. And about 5 years ago, is when I joined the troupe as a young stripling, as an intern in Seattle. And they took me under their wing and helped me to develop and grow and encouraged me to just, like, push myself in all the most wonderful ways. And now I just feel like I'm truly, like, the best artist I can be because they allowed me to grow and, you know, really just figure out who Moscato is and what my art meant to me.
And now Moscato is headlining around the world.
A lot can happen in 5 years.
Yeah.
And what does the future hold?
You never know. You really never know. We do plan to stay together as a group and to continue to work together. We plan to kind of evolve our shows, create different styles of shows, experiment maybe with more writing, more text, things like that. It's really hard to say where we will go. We all just get in a room together. We brainstorm ideas, and the motto is yes and.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, best of luck for the future and happy anniversary for this weekend.
Thank you.
Two shows this Saturday, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. at Centennial Hall. Tickets available online at Brown Paper Tickets and at the door, general admission, but VIP gets you in the front two rows. So thank you so much for being here and have a lovely time this weekend.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.